A reading from the Holy Gospel of Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward, he touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has risen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread throughout the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm titling this preaching "Stepping Up to the Plate," which is a phrase from baseball, and I'm a great baseball fan, and this is baseball season here in the United States. A good pitcher in baseball is one who usually knows how to throw a good curveball, an unexpected swerving ball that is hard to hit. God's mercy and God's compassion are made real for us and tangible for us in the incarnation. And I'd like to propose that the incarnation is God's surprise, God's surprising curveball. The pitch that God made that was unexpected. In the incarnation, the unexpected becomes real. God comes into our midst. God comes to be with us, to be one of us. The curveball that comes unexpectedly, this great gift of the incarnation, and it surprises us and it challenges us. A good batter in baseball sees this curve coming and engages with the ball in order to hit it and maybe even hit a home run. It's baseball season here in the United States, and I think that today's gospel is reminding us that God throws a curveball to us every once in a while as well. Luke tells us that as Jesus entered the town of Nain, he saw people heading to the cemetery, with the dead son of a widow. Jesus sees this dead son, but perhaps even more importantly, he sees the mother who is now a widow and has no children, no one to care for her. Widows and dead bodies weren't exactly opportunities for grace in Jesus' day. It was a pretty bleak scene. Both widows and dead bodies were things to keep a distance from. But that's precisely when Jesus throws the curveball. Luke tells us that when Jesus saw the widow, he was moved with pity. He stepped forward and touched the coffin. Jesus stepped forward, draws near to us. This is what we call incarnation. This is the wonderful, marvelous, and unexpected curveball that God throws into our human history. Any good law-abiding Jew would have steered clear of a widow and a dead body. But Jesus not only doesn't steer clear, but draws near. This widow, as we know in Scripture, runs the risk of being shunned and forgotten forever. And Jesus knows this, and for that reason he steps forward. He steps up to the plate, we say in baseball. He doesn't let the rules or the cultural or religious norms of the day keep him from drawing close to the poor, the Anawim of God. Stepping forward is not an option for those of us who call ourselves followers of Jesus, no matter who or what comes to us in daily life. We aren't just spectators in this game called life, in this journey of discipleship. If we want to follow Jesus faithfully, then we have to step forward like him, step up to the plate, engage with what happens today, whether it was part of our plan for the day or not, whether it's culturally or religiously proper or not. We, like Jesus, need to be ready to engage with the curveball, the unexpected moment of grace, the gift that God throws to us today.